Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Roland, I have a question for you. Lately, I've heard talk on Christian media about a revival among millennials and Gen Zs. Do you think there is a revival, and what would you say about revival in general?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've heard talk of that also. And I think for sure there is a hunger. There is a hunger for truth and a hunger for the spiritual side of life.
Sure.
Whether it is the beginning of a revival, I don't know. But today I want to talk about the individual person. You need a revival in your life, in your soul. You need God with you. And we're going to be talking about that today. And so please stay tuned and hope you enjoy the program.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is God and Intuition. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Yeah, that's a good question. I heard some talk of that myself. And America needs a revival. There's no question about it. So I don't know. I do know that there's a hunger. There is a hunger. And whether the hunger leads to a revival or not, I don't know. But I want to focus on the individual person. See, it would be nice if America had a revival. There's no question about it. But what's important to you in this moment, in your life, and your family, your loved ones, and to your soul, what is important is that you have a revival, that you have God with you. Remember the beautiful blessing, may God be with you. You need God with you. Listen to this beautiful verse from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 15. He says, For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the hearts of the contrite. It's so beautiful. God dwells in the high and holy place, but he also dwells with the humble, the contrite, the lowly of spirit, those people who repent of their sins. The great 17th century woman of faith, Madame Guyon, said, when will people realize that God requires not greatness, but littleness from his children? So, will there be a revival for the country? I don't know. It would be nice. But first and foremost, you as an individual must have God with you. You need a revival. And revival begins with a turning to God. And a turning to God begins with repentance, with sorrow, with contrition, with regretting the mistakes you've made in God's light, in the light of conscience. And we're going to be talking about that today. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I would like to continue with a topic which I began last week. It was the topic of repentance. In other words, being sorry in your heart. When you realize that you did something that wasn't right or wasn't fair, or that you betrayed someone, or you hurt someone in some way. Or it can be just realizing soberly that you're not living your own life. that when you talk to people, the things you say are not completely true. You say things you don't really know. You fool people. You offer them false words of encouragement, and you sense that they're not really doing them any good. In fact, the words of encouragement can actually divert people from finding the true encouragement, the true comfort, the true life. See, if you give somebody something that's false, then they may react to it, respond to it emotionally, but nothing has really changed. That's why you see a lot of people that get all excited about something and then later on they go back to the same old, same old. You offer them false words of hope, and if they put their trust in those false words, well, that's nice. But what happens when we trust in other people's words? Aren't we more often than not betrayed? We are. Betrayed because they deliberately betray us, or because simply they meant well. Who was it that said the road to hell is paved by good intentions? Yeah, they meant well, but their words were just words. Christ said, "My words have life." So when you hear something from someone who is imagine how it must have been to hear Christ speak, because his words, he meant what he said, and his words pointed to a reality. See, that if you see that reality, if you experience that reality, see, then it's vivifying, it's enlightening, it brings joy, it brings comfort to know this truth, you see. So his words were pointed to a reality, and he was so credible.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
Now you can text Roland at 415-390-6855. Text Roland now at 415-390-6855.
See, a lot of times people, when they speak, they don't really know what they're talking about. And it's cute when a little kid says things and they don't really know what they're talking about. It's kind of cute. But when you have adults saying things that they don't really know for sure, or they don't know what they're talking about, then if you believe their words, put faith in them and follow them and trust them, and set aside your own common sense, set aside your own realizations, your own insights, your own common sense, and follow them, then you end up getting betrayed, you see. And so Christ's words pointed to a reality. When he spoke of the kingdom of heaven, a reality, of the Father, a reality, you see. Now, a lot of you have known an earthly father. You had an earthly father, and maybe he was basically a good guy. If he was, then you loved the good in him, and that was good. If he wasn't so good, then chances are, or he failed you, or maybe he was a good guy, but he failed you. He was a good guy, but somehow he failed you. Then you resented him for that. And all I can say is, don't resent your father. Don't resent your dad. Whatever it was that he needed. See, what you wanted from your father was that quality that Jesus had, that deep, vivifying truth, see, that is so true, that, and the person is so credible, that you can actually see the truth as the person speaks, and you sense that they're coming from that place. But a lot of people speak about things and they're not coming from there. They talk about religion, about God. They talk about all kinds of spiritual things and religious things. But you can sense that they have feet of clay. You can sense that they don't really know what they're talking about. They have to embellish what they say with emotions. They have to try to wow you with scripture, or they have to try to get you to react in some way. But when a person speaks the plain and simple and unembellished truth, they don't need to add anything to it because it is just true. And when not only what they say is true, but you sense that they are coming from, see, what they're talking about, then you might finally, see, believe. Now, it's one thing to believe in reality, but the day comes when you somehow know that Jesus is who he says he is. You know that there is Jesus and you know there's the Father. You just know it. No one has to teach you. One day you talk about those things and you kind of like the idea of them and so on and so forth, like a little kid. But all of a sudden one day you see that it's true and you can't doubt it. It's just true. Okay? Then that is the day when your soul now has believed into the truth. You see what I mean? Into that reality, not into the words, but into the reality that the words are pointing to. You believe into that, and you become a part of that.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at Amazon.com. Most of Roland's books are available in Kindle edition and quality paperback. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit Amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
So, somehow Christ's words, see, he did everything with awareness. He did everything coming from that good place. And somehow through him came something from that good place, so that every word he spoke, every action he took, everything he did had some of that life in it, that vivifying spirit, that how can you say it, that electricity of life coming from this good place. And he had that and had it with him and around him. And so everything he did, even if he touched someone, he brought that good from that dimension. And that good that came through him had just the right impact, just the right effect. And so if he spoke to someone and their soul was tormented by doubts, and he spoke to them, then suddenly in his presence the doubt was gone. If they were tormented by guilt for something that they had done, and he spoke to them and he said, "Your sins are forgiven," then they experienced that touch, that divine touch, the touch of God upon them. You see? if someone had some issue that arose because of their emotions and their upsets and their excesses, his touch took care of that. And so no matter what a person's problem was, his touch, his words, his breath, his presence had a good effect. All right. So that is, he said, the kingdom of God is within you and around you. And he brought it into the world so that we could experience that. So that is what we need. We all need that. We need that. We need to have that reality touch us. We need to see, believing it, see, it takes away doubt, but not only when you believe into that reality, that kingdom of God, that presence of God, when you believe into that, see, it takes away the doubt. So instantly you could say that you're healed of doubt. You see what I mean? It takes it away instantly. And if you're consumed with resentment and you are touched by this kingdom, somehow you are touched. God reaches out somehow and touches you, and then you become, your soul becomes aware of this resentment and hate in you, and your soul backs away from that hate, and you incline toward the good. Your soul leans toward, inclines toward, wants, see, has a need for the good, and that's enough, because then that agency, that power that comes from this good place and is in this good place and is this good place, it comes to you and into you and touches you. And your soul, by inclining toward and believing in the good, is restored. And the hate in you is dissolved away. You see? So that's what we need.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
Now, your father didn't have that, okay? He didn't have it, but don't resent him for not having it. What did Christ say? He said, narrow is the way and few who find it. And why don't we find it? Well, some people, you know, they don't like that sort of thing. They go the other way. But a lot of people could possibly find it, but something gets in the way. When they were kids, people were cruel to them and pressured them, and they were hurt and they were traumatized. And things happened that they never should have seen, never should have experienced traumas. And they end up damaged. They end up wounded. And the damage is such that they get all caught up in that and the symptoms of it. and the extensions of it and the problems associated with it and the memory of it and the emotions of it and the resentment toward it. And that keeps them so captured by all of that that they never find the way. So don't resent your dad and don't resent your mom. Don't resent anybody, but especially your parents. Don't resent them. Undoubtedly, they were doing the best they could, but remember, they hadn't found it. They hadn't found it. So don't hate them. Don't resent them. And now, be sorry. You see that you resented your mom or your dad. Just be sorry in your heart. When you're sorry in your heart, already you're being touched by the truth, by that light which shines. It makes you aware. And the first thing you're going to be aware of is your own wrong. Just see it. Don't try to do anything about it. Just see it. And experience whatever is there for you to experience. A little bit of pain, a little bit of sadness, a regret. Mainly, that's it, a regret. But it's a regret where you see that you can't change anything. You see that you're helpless. You see that you too were a victim. You didn't want to hate your dad. You didn't want to hate your mom. You didn't want to hate anybody. But the world was too much for you. So forgive them. Forgive yourself. What happened to them happened to you. And the ones that did it to you, it happened to them also. So forgive them. And now, wipe the tears from your eyes. Hold your head up high. Go out into the world. And now live as you ought. Don't hate people. See? And do your duty, and get to know yourself. Let your hair down. Just be a regular person. And wait upon God. Wait upon insights from Him, realizations from Him, understanding from Him. You need all of those. Love from Him, patience from Him. You need realize that you need patience. And He will give it to you. Realize that you need love. You don't have it. You need it for other people and for your kids, so you won't pass on the legacy. You won't pass on the hurt to them that was passed on to you. Realize that. Go about your life and wait upon your Creator.
Before we're willing to commit to the truth, we want to preserve our pride. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. The truth has a special quality, so people do hate truth. They feel compelled to resist it, mock it, and twist what was said. Then you know where they're coming from. Other people love the truth. You hear what passes for truth. The galvanizing quality of truth is so beautiful. If you love that, you're one of God's own. It's like a rubber band. The farther you get from the truth, the more it pulls you back. When you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll come back to the truth. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You must learn to not fall into your thoughts. Learn how to stand back from thought and watch it. Watch the thought. Instead of being immersed in the thought, you're watching the thought. You are not the thought, you're the thinker of thought. There's a thought, and you observe it. And that little bit of mental distance permits your soul to stand back and not to fall into the thought and get lost in thoughts and emotion. And I have something that can help me to do that. It's the little meditation that I have. It's only like 7 or 8 minutes long. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. It shows you. It's like a little biofeedback. I even have a little hand-warming exercise, which is also good. It's a little form of biofeedback, just like you might learn at a seminar, you know, at work or something about, you know, reducing stress. But the way I make it, it's kind of nice. Because as I make it, and as I speak it, I also have in mind the spiritual dimension. So it adds something to it. Something intangible, but something that makes it really, really nice. So please get my meditation, or if you like, the hand-warming exercise, either one or both. Listen to them. Give them a try. They're totally free at SheddingShackles.com.
We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com.
When you are not upset, you regain mental clarity, make fewer mistakes, and begin seeing creative solutions to your issues. Knowing that you can cope removes the fear factor and permits you to start living positively and enjoying better relations with your loved ones. By learning this simple technique of how to remain centered and calm, you are pre-armed with mindfulness. It is anger and upset that wash away patience and reason. In other words, you can learn how to hang on to your patience by not becoming upset in the first place. Learn the secret of staying calm in the face of stress today. You've tried solving your issues the hard way. Now, how about trying the effortless way? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the Greek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.